Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Enjoy responsibly. They got Scotty's Vodka in select Virginia ABC stores now, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. He's an NFL legend. You
Let's
can ask
go.
Him anything you want, particularly romance advice. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. I was texting with our boy Jordan from Collars & Co. the other day, hoping to connect with them at a Commanders game sometime soon. All right, B, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alex is in Bakersfield. What's up, Alex? Alex, you there,
about,
bro?
There he is. What's up?
What's up, dude? Go ahead.
I want to know about... is potassium overdose a real thing where they're saying when you do watermelon because it's way more efficient than doing water for hydration? I'm getting like 3 pounds of watermelon for cheap out here for like $10, but all the doctors are saying if you do potassium overdose, it backfires like crazy. Is that what you found in your football
I couldn't
day?
Tell you nothing about a potassium overdose. I never had one.
Well, didn't a golfer try to say that?
I've never had a creatine overdose. That's different. But I've never dealt with anything like that.
When you had Redskins practice, didn't they have tables of fruit and watermelon for you guys so you wouldn't?
I grew up in a time we didn't have all that stuff.
They gave them salt.
They gave us salt when I was in college, in high school. When I got to college, we drank water after practice for the most part. Or you got a little bit of during practice. Got to the NFL, it was the some. Level like a Gatorade that they would mix up into the water and you drank that, but nah, I never had all the fruit and stuff.
Because we're running these races out here, it's like 95 degrees, but inside the race car, it's like 149. So it's 5, 6, 7 laps to go. My right arm's falling asleep, and I'm trying to figure out if that was from this. Yeah, I've been
I
going
can tell
up
you,
the-
Alex, now when the guys come off the practice field,
they got everything
on the
now.
Hallway to the locker room. They have everything. They have these acai bowls packed with fruit.
They have all kinds of stuff, but I've never, ever had all that stuff when I was playing.
Do you think 6 pounds is too much in a day, though?
6 pounds of watermelon?
That's a lot of watermelon, man.
I don't know if that, because, I mean, they tell you if you're 220 pounds, you should drink 110 ounces of water, and then you add another 20 ounces for every pound you lose when you're sweating. So, that doesn't look like too much to me.
But the sugar is all natural, right?
It's watermelon, unless they got some doctored up ones. All right, man.
Thanks, dude. That was a wild conversation.
Ooh, that was a different one right there, dog.
I was confused. How about this, B? Fat Poet on Twitter says he wants to know, do you remember in 1992 you came to his third grade class?
No.
He threw up on your shoes, but you gave him an autograph and said it's okay.
I don't remember nothing like that.
Well, he said, this isn't real, but it sounds like the calls. And then he said, shout out to my boy, WrestleMania, Mr. Burgundy shirt.
There you go, Roos.
All right, we started in Bakersfield. The only Bakersfield I'm aware of is in California. Shout out to Kristen Stipp. That's where she's from. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe there's a Bakersfield, Maryland, or Virginia or something. But we're big on the West Coast today, B. Now we're going to Albuquerque.
Albuquerque?
What's up, Dwayne?
What up, JP? What up, B-Miss?
What's up, brother?
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man.
Just a real quick question for the legend himself. Have you ever seen the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for George Harrison, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, where Prince rips that guitar solo?
No.
You got to watch it. Being a Prince fan, I'm sure you'd appreciate it. It's the Hall of Fame induction ceremony for George Harrison, and it's a rendition of As My Guitar Gently Weeps. Got to check it out, man.
I'm pulling it up right now.
We're going to check it out in the break. Gentlemen.
We'll check it out in the break. You guys take your time.
You, thanks for listening in the ABQ. Let's go to Dave in Woodbridge. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to
you,
man.
How you doing, man?
You too, bud. I'm doing well. B-Mitch, huge fan, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, where did you get that edge? Were you born with that edge, or did Pee Wee football, did something click? What brought it on where you know you could just run through a brick wall, brother?
I've been this way since I can remember. My dad was a military-minded dude, and everything I learned was from him, so I never thought I couldn't do anything.
Well, I love the way you bring it, dude. Thank you so much, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
We are three calls in and nothing about football, which is kind of interesting.
Hey, you told him to ask about relationship stuff.
Speaking of relationship stuff, I got this one via Twitter. Can you ask B. Mitch, I'm out with a lady on a first date, and she says I normally don't do this. Should I believe her?
No. If somebody, I'm going to tell you this, and this is about a lot of stuff. When some people volunteer information you're not asking them, they basically telling you a straight lie. Oh, I normally don't do this. This is my first time doing this. I didn't ask you that. Which tells me it's your 1,500th time doing it. So just know she goes out on a lot of first dates.
Talking about poaching eggs here. Rob is in Springfield. What's up, Rob?
Yo, JP, B. Mitch, what's good with y'all, man? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up,
thanks,
man? How you doing?
Man, B. Mitch, man, back in 92 when y'all dogged my Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
The preparation leading up to the game, outside of Bruce Smith, which players did y'all really, really have to pay attention to make sure that we got to know where this guy's on the field and get him blocked or scheme away from him, et cetera, et cetera? Outside of Bruce Smith.
Actually, and I'm not trying to be dismissive, but nobody. Because offensively, once that coach said they got them people over there they call a bunch of fat pigs,
The game was over right there
because if you could have been a fly on the wall watching our practices, you would have realized the practice was way harder than the game was because the Hogs came out pissed off. The Capitol defense, our defensive unit, they wasn't going to let the Hogs just beat them, and they were going at it. Coach Gibbs had to stop practice and talk to us to say, if you all keep practicing like this, we won't have anybody to play in the game. So whoever the D coordinator was that disrespected the Hogs, he's the reason that game happened like that.
Didn't Daryl Talley? Didn't somebody talk S that week too?
Daryl Talley was he was talking about which one of them was going to be the MVP, you know. And then if you go watch the there's a video, but highlights of the Super Bowl, they go to him and he's like, they ain't that good. Yes, we are. But we are. And you're finding it out on a regular basis. They were used to just running around playing touch. They had to play hard-nosed football, and they weren't ready for that.
Got one via Twitter from Big John. He said, Ask B-Mitch for protein loading after a workout if you prefer something like beef jerky or something like almonds. What's better, a handful of meat or a handful of nuts?
I'm not answering that question. I'll let JP handle it. He specializes in that.
Jeff, what do you prefer, a handful of meat or a handful of nuts?
He don't hear you.
Say that again.
After a workout, you're trying to get some protein. Do you prefer a handful of meat or a handful of nuts?
I prefer you to never say that again on the show.
That's what I prefer. See, JP, you got.
Bro, I'm just asking the questions.
Yeah,
just
you got the weirdos coming out.
The
you
segment
do this
is
stuff
ask B-Mitch anything. Yeah, the people are asking
anything sensible.
They're asking protein questions. You're the protein expert. Nobody's asking me about protein, B. Steve is in Silver Spring. What's up, Steve?
Hey, JP. I'm sorry, JP and B. How you doing, man?
We're good, man.
You're
how
good,
you doing?
Dude. How's it going?
Good. Quick question for you, B. When you were playing in the NFL, I know, did you ever have any inclination that Todd Bowles would probably be a head coach? Or did any of you guys, when you guys were playing, when you guys were in the locker room, say, you know, one day when I'm finished playing, I want to be a coach or a head coach? Or did you see that in Todd Bowles?
I saw it in Todd, and also I knew Martin Mayhew would be somebody that worked at the front office level, because he basically told us, he said, look, man, I'm going to law school during the offseason, and I'm going to be a GM one day. I had never heard any player say that they were going to do something like that.
That's cool.
So I was amazed. Right. I watched him, and then when I heard it happening, all I did was smile. But Todd, if you watched the way Todd handled football, you knew he was one of those guys that were very, very brainy, and you kind of felt that he could be a coach.
You know what, B? Because he seems like he just pays attention to detail. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, Todd is very stoic. So when he's on the sidelines, not much said. It seems like he relates everything he needs to relate, you know, in practice or whatever, and the guys just go out and execute it. He seems very stoic and very attention to detail. And my thing was he like that as a player?
Yep.
Under Pettibone.
Totally.
Thanks for the call, okay. Steve. Totally. Appreciate you, man. Good question.
He was Pettibone's dude.
Let's go to Barbara in Manassas. Hello, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Thanks for my call. Two things. First and foremost, a scuttlebutt in the office. B. Mitch, you need to get hired by the Commanders and get out there and show them how it's done. The defense, we won't talk about it anymore. It's been the topic of the entire week. My real problem I'm having is DQ. And the reason I'm saying that is you all constantly talk about these guys are professional. They know what to do. They're getting paid handsomely for it. No matter what department, what position, how can the coach get on the stand and sit there and say, I missed it? Granted, kudos for him owning it, but that's not acceptable anymore. You can't
expect him to say afterwards, though?
Well, I don't care what he says afterwards except a plan to not continue to have the lame excuses for, and we won't talk about the time controls and all the other things. It's time to stop with excuses. He needs to present what he's going to do, and I don't mean the detail for the opposition, obviously. How is he going to stop with these mistakes? He needs help, big time, because he can't keep coming up with excuses. Making too much money. Everyone's relying on him, the team, the fans, the whole enchilada. Enough. When are they accountable? I guess is my big.
I think they're accountable. They understand the stress level and the things that goes down. And if you don't get it right, what'll happen in the future? But that's just the nature of the beast. But I don't know if he's making excuses more than he's trying to find the answers.
Appreciate you, Barbara. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go. Woo. Brian is in Herndon. Little Brian on Brian question asking. What's up,
Brian? How you doing?
Hey, Mitch, James, how you doing?
Doing good, bro.
Hey, listen, I know it's not Bleep You Thursday, but I'm driving down 495 bobbing and weaving behind a concrete truck, so bleep you concrete truck drivers driving on 495.
Man, be careful. Drop some of those rocks out of that truck and bounce into your window.
I just got smashed by one. Hey, and also, as far as handful, like, you can't tell me if you're eating cashews, you can't not be eating a handful of cashews. You can't just eat one cashew. Right, so you're talking about a handful of nuts. Got to have a handful of cashews, right?
So that's JP. He likes that.
Cashews.
I try to stay away from all that stuff.
I love cashews. I love
cashews. I'm saying, geez, you can't just have one cashew, right? You got to have at least 15 or 20 at a time.
Totally. 100%.
All right. So, B. Mitch,
People got nut jokes.
Any basketball coaching in the history?
In my history?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. I never coached anything.
I'm an assistant coach.
I have been in little basketball camps helping out kids, but I wouldn't say that's coaching. I would say that's more like babysitting.
Babysitting.
Don't go saying babysitting. People get mad. Thanks, Brian.
Hold on, real quick.
All right, what, dude?
So give me a quick advice then, B-Mitch. My boys are 6th grade and 4th grade. I've been coaching, but we're joining a new league. So I got assessments this weekend, and I got the draft next week. If you were the head coach, as a current athlete, what are you looking for in basketball? Are you looking for the hips flipping?
I'm looking for that kid that all the other kids are running up to and like, hey, man, they know. And when you see all them going to him, you know he's the badass. So I'm going to pick that dude first.
All right.
Just get those kids playing defensive rebounding.
Yeah,
man.
And make them play defense because most of them won't be able to shoot as good.
Right.
You have a few of them that can really handle it. And if you know who you're picking from, you should have been scouting already. Should have your list of people to choose or not.
Appreciate you, Brian. All right, I got one. We got two producer questions. One from Joey, our monumental producer.
No, I am not buying you anything from DC Prime.
He said, can B-Mitch explain the difference between Cajun food and Creole food?
It's basically the nationality. Creole food is more of a lighter-skinned African-American. They're more of the French background. And Cajun is more of the white. Individual. Well, and that's also Cajun background, but it was more, Cajuns were more of the backwoods. And Creole are just the lighter skinned people that, but the food is very, very similar.
Okay.
And Creole uses, Cajun uses more red sauce. Creole has like a kind of more of a brownish burgundy more sauce, to be honest with you.
Bang. Yeah. I would not have known that answer. Jeffrey, you have one for me?
Hey, Joey, that was a bomb question because I would have never, thought to ask that question.
Yeah, you're not that
B, far. I got a question, B.
Go ahead.
Why did JP sit up here and lie across the radio talking about the chat saying he looked jacked? I didn't see no comment in there. And then people from the chat DMing me saying nobody said that,
JP,
bro.
Why you lie about that, dog?
Dog. Tight it. You guys are so annoying. Somebody, hold on. I'm going to read this out loud. Somebody said it to me.
But it will show up on the chat.
All right. So Fat Poet said.
JP giving himself all these credit, man. Look at him. What the hell?
Midnight Rider said, looking swole up on the stream. And then Richmond John said, it's the vest. That's all I was saying. I didn't try to act swole.
So you added, you say, people say I'm looking jacked. Looking swole don't mean, it means that he can think you look fat. Swole.
Swole season. The governor of the great state of Maryland will join us next. Maybe he's on the YouTube chat. Maybe Gov's on the chat checking out if I look swole or not. I doubt it, but we live in a world where anything is possible. Nobody go anywhere.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, it's Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Here's the thing with the Rood system. It controls the humidity, and when you control the humidity, you control the comfortability of your home. If you listen to Doug Kemmer, it's about to get cold, man. Temps are going to drop into the 40s, maybe even into the 30s. We're talking about freeze warnings. Listen, you got to make sure your systems are ready to go because it's getting cold next week. We're going to have a bunch of rain. You need a Rood system. Plus, you can save a bunch of cash on a new one. You can get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits with a new Rood system. B, I know you checked it out. I'm going to do the same damn thing.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
With 213.
So I hooks a left on 2-1.
And Lewis.
Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I'm stuck.
Right and swerve. Straight hit the curb.
You know everybody in their car driving around right now? They're on Wisconsin Avenue. They're on Central Ave. They're on Route 50 in VA. Just vibing to Regulator. Just an elite, elite song.
Yeah.
The Gov may not be calling until 35, Jeff. So this break schedule might get awfully screwy. Let's just be prepared for that. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is going to be joining us in just a moment. For all of everybody listening on the radio, shout out to you. Everybody listening, you know what's weird? Is we can almost like talk to ourselves in the future because a lot of people just listen to the show later on a podcast. So like you and I are speaking live at 12:30 on Friday afternoon, but somebody's going to listen to this at 4 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah.
Kind of odd, right?
Not really.
Time travel.
They know.
Flux capacitor.
They know what's happening.
What is happening right now, Dan Quinn addressing the media out in Ashburn. The big news from Ashburn is obviously that Jaden Daniels does not need surgery. We'll see if he ends up coming back. And I think it's okay if he does come back. I think it's okay if they don't. I think there's adults in the room making decisions, and that's what's most important.
That's what you want.
You know what's interesting is Dan Quinn opened his remarks expressing his condolences for everybody in Dallas involved with the just the real tragic passing of a young defensive player that took his own life. And yeah. I got a text this morning from a buddy of mine that is an NFL agent. And I'm going to try to get him to join us next week to maybe talk through some of this stuff. But if you're out there, wherever you are and you're struggling, man, there's a lot of people that
can talk to people, man. Yeah. And let's get to the point. And I'm going to say this, men, take care of each other. Women, just because a man is sensitive, and it don't mean he's soft. So show some level of support.
Too many times guys get shamed because they have feelings. And nothing wrong with having feelings as a man.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. All right, I believe we're getting the governor of the great state of Maryland to join us in just a moment here. Gov making five picks as he does every week. We have identified the picks for the governor. Here he is, Mr. Wes Moore. Gov, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We good, brother.
We are good, dude. We are good.
Oh, excellent. We got some good football.
Yeah, should be some good games this weekend. Gov, if I may, I don't know how crunched your time is, but we're good on our end. The Jaden Daniels situation, I know you were maybe going to be at the game against the Seahawks. Were you there when Jaden got hurt? It was a real take-your-breath-away moment.
You know, it's wild. I was actually I was there for the game. I had just left. And when, you know, because, you know, the game was out of reach at that point, which is, by the way, a whole nother conversation. And I know that, I love Quinn. I really do. And I know he has taken full responsibility for it. He should have taken full responsibility for it. But, you know, when I left, he should not have been in the game.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that play happened probably about 5-7 minutes after I left. And so I actually was watching it, from the vehicle, because I just, you know, I have all my apps downloaded, so I'm watching it. And I remember when I first saw it, it was just one of these things where your just mouth just drops. And you're like, oh, my gosh, man, like, your arm's not supposed to do that.
Yes.
And so gross. We knew that was just that was going to be a very, very bad night.
Yep.
All right, Gov, real quick, before we get to the games, we got a full slate of games for you to pick. Our very own Jeff Walker wanted to ask you a question.
Of course.
Now, it wasn't really a question. I was walking past your suite at the game, and I was like, yo, is the Gov in there? They were like, no, they gave me a stern face. But I had already known that you had arrived. I knew you were there. So I'm like, yo,
yeah. And
when
I,
you see
I,
the
I,
Gov.
I kept walking. Jeff was trying to go talk. I'm not dealing
and
with
it. Then I told him, I was like, yo, when you see the Gov, tell him Jeff Walker from his Friday call said what's up.
I think those gentlemen were doing their job.
You should have come through.
Nah, Gov, they gave me this look, like, stop talking, so I just kept it moving.
Next time we'll try to coordinate better so Jeff can come visit.
That's right, man. Any time, man, we outside. Come on through.
All right, Governor, are you ready to make some picks, sir?
I am sure enough ready.
Okay. Let's start with your boys. Ravens all of a sudden playing some good football. Traveling to Minnesota, the Vikings just had a big win over the Lions. That's a tough game for Baltimore, but they need them all if they're climbing back in the playoff race. What do you think, Ravens, Vikings?
Yeah, I mean they are, and I think the Ravens win. I'm cautious on, you know, everybody getting hyped up, because this happens every year with us, where it's like we start off slow and people are like, don't know what's happening with the Ravens, don't think they're that great, and then we go on this run. And then everyone's like, oh, the Ravens are this. And then we get disappointed in the playoffs. And so I think the Ravens are going to – I think the Ravens are in a very good position to win, because I think as we get healthier, it just continues to remind people that we probably have – we have the best roster in the NFL, period and full stop. The question always is, can we stay healthy and can we stay focused? And I think if we do that, we're going to be just fine. I think the Vikings are a deeply inconsistent team, both in terms of their – not just in terms of record, but in terms of their play. And so I feel good that we're going to go ahead and take care of business on the road on this one.
All right. That would be certainly a big, big win for Baltimore. That would get them to 4-5, and Pittsburgh might start puckering up a little bit if Baltimore just keeps climbing back on them.
Well, no, and honestly, and I think that's and I think they should, because listen, I mean, and also it's going to matter, because the Vikings after what they did against the Lions last week, I like the Vikings are a good team, and when they are playing well, and I think all the Ravens are hoping for is that as we get into December football, are we in striking position, particularly after you start, you know, like freaking 1-5, if you're in striking position going into December football and going against your division rivals, you're in really good shape. And so I think we're in a good position to do it. But again, I'm being cautiously optimistic right now.
All right.
So next game, we got the 49ers taking on the Rams. Rams have a problem with the 49ers. How you see it going?
Yeah, you know, this one's going to be interesting because a game like this, I think a lot about home field advantage. The only thing I'll say about it is, you know, Rams and Niners, it's kind of an even steal on that one, only simply because they're both California teams, and the last time they played, it looked like a home game for the Rams. There are a few reasons why I give the Rams the advantage on this one. Nacua's back. I think that's a very big deal. And also, I think that when you're thinking about the Niners, they have just been so hit by injury bugs that even when people come back, it takes a little bit of time for people to get reintegrated. And I think that they have not shown a measure of consistency that actually I do put a lot on injuries and the inability to kind of work through those. So I think the Rams go on the road and pull this one off in this battle of Cali.
That's a big game too, man. My Super Bowl pick is Bills Rams, so we'll see if that gets home.
I don't think either one of those are going to be right, but we can talk about that another time.
I won't ask for your Super Bowl pick, but let me say, do you still have a team that wears purple in there?
I sure do.
I bet. The upstart New England Patriots traveling down to Tampa to face a Todd Bowles defense that has always been very good at confusing young quarterbacks. This should be a juicy game, New England versus the Buccaneers.
It's actually wild. Like I would have never expected for one of the most interesting stories in the NFL right now to be the New England Patriots. Like, they are fascinating. And have y'all watched them play?
Yeah, they look good, man.
They are like running all over the field. Like, they are playing really good football, and I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to explain it. I can't, because this is just not a team that looks familiar than what we've seen before. So the thing that does get me on this is, you know, I think there is a certain measure of home field advantage that you have to give folks. The only thing is, this Bucs team is just, it's pretty banged up, and they're not going to be on full throttle right now. I don't think we're going to see Bucky Irving out there, which is a major loss for the Bucs. Mm. And so for that reason, and for the fact that I think that the Patriots actually think they're a winner now, and I think there's a certain psychology that does come with that, I think Drake May is actually balling. And so I think the Patriots go on the road and pull this one off. But they're one of the most interesting stories in the NFL right now.
They really are. And you get a coach like Mike Vrabel and his level of experience and tenacity, it's interesting how quick something can turn around.
That's right.
We got another big one, man. Green Bay lost last week to Carolina, certainly unexpected. Now they're hosting Philly in Lambeau. Packers-Eagles, a lot of people thought this could be an NFC title game. What do you think of this one?
Yo, that one game last week against the Panthers was wild. Because, you know, again, you talk about a team that just didn't look familiar. The Packers did not look familiar. I'm trying to understand, was that a sign of something? Because actually, I think the Packers are truly one of the most talented teams in the NFL. The only thing is that they also, you know, when you look at Kraft being out is really a pretty huge loss. I mean, like,
he's
one of the top tight ends in the NFL right now. I still think the Eagles are a very good team. I do not think the Eagles are a great team, but I think the Eagles they play smash mouth football, and I think they manage to stay healthy, and they are good enough to keep on staying competitive, in the conference. And so I go with the Eagles on this one, because I just feel like they're a more consistent team, and I don't know what I saw last week against the Panthers. I need to see something different to think that was just an anomaly.
There you go. All right, last one, and this one, I don't know what the heck's going to happen after these last few weeks. Washington with Marcus Mariota at the helm hosting Detroit. Everybody knows what happened last time these two teams played. The Commanders pulled off a major upset, but they also had Jaden Daniels at the peak of his superpowers in that game.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good about this one, guys. Yeah. This one's going to be tough because also it's there's something psychological about what happened at the end of last game. That it's not just watching. It's not just, you know, you've lost your starting quarterback, and we're not even still really sore for how long. There's a psychological hit that plays to that. And you know, I can tell you, I mean, I was a little bit when I looked at some of the decisions that is made. Like for example, like I'm not sure why we didn't see, you know, these guys sell some of their old talent after the deadline. You know, because I really thought it was a missed opportunity where you got a chance to just load up for next season, when I think you're probably going to see, hopefully you're going to, you know, listen, you know, we don't know when Jane is going to be back, but right. I think, you know, the best estimation is that we're probably going to see his next best football next season. I think there was a chance to be able to find some trades for folks like Wagner and Von Miller and folks like that. I think it was a missed opportunity. The fact that we didn't make some trades on those folks before then, but it is what it is. I just have a really difficult time thinking that the Commanders can get over the psychological hit of what the end of last game really played for that locker room and everything else. So, you know, again, I have my issues with the Lions. They're another one who just, they choose when they want to show up. But I think that they'll show up enough to be able to, you know, handle business and I think what is it going to be a pretty psychologically hit team for the Commanders right now.
I agree with you. I mean, just a massive amount of injuries, and then when your star quarterback gets one, too. That's why they play the games. We'll see what happens. All right, Gov, I got you with the Ravens. Ravens, Rams, Patriots, Eagles, Lions.
There you go.
Have a wonderful weekend, sir.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I'm going to see y'all Sunday.
Okay, right, see great. You there. We'll see you there.
All right, guys.
All right. That's Maryland Governor Wes Moore with his weekly picks. He's been hot lately, too. Ravens, Rams, Pats, Eagles, Lions. Yeah, nobody go anywhere. Dan Miller joins us at 1 o'clock, and Jeff's got a hype song next.
Uh-oh.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, guys, you've heard me talk about everything going on at my house, but I got to tell you, we had a breakthrough yesterday, and we had a breakthrough thanks to the great people at Better Services. We finally got our appliances back. That's right, your boy's got a microwave. My wife got a new oven that has two ovens. I don't even know what that means, B, but the people at Better gave Lauren her dream kitchen with the exact appliances she wanted. Working with Myrnalyn, and she talking with my wife and getting everything set up, and here's what really stands up. Yesterday, they're delivering all the appliances, right? They had a mix-up from the truck. They brought the wrong oven. They were there and back with the right oven within like 40 minutes. You just don't get that from these big companies. That's why you want to be with a family-owned company. Myrnalyn hooked us up. They can do whatever services you need. They've been fantastic for us. I mean that sincerely. Better Services, B-E-T-T-A-R. You can go check out their showroom in Kensington. They've got all the brands you want, and they can give you same or next day delivery. They did that for us. They got everything done in one day. They hauled away all our old appliances. They couldn't have been more helpful. And listen, whatever you need done at your house, say you need little odds and ends, handyman work, or you want to redo a bathroom, redo your kitchen, call Better. They can do it all. BetterServices.com. That's BetterServices.com. B-E-T-T-A-R. You better get better. It's the rhythm of the night, baby. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Shout out to everybody in the chat looking for Popeyes after they watch me and B eat some.
I'm sorry.
Joey on Monumental texted me. He's like, do you guys want me to try to keep it off camera that you're eating? I said, nope. We work from 10 to 2. What do you want to do? I try to eat during the breaks, but hey, people eat, man.
Nah, you smell Popeyes. You got to dive in.
I mean, there are a few things in the world that are undefeated. Father Time, something else. Popeyes, too. Popeyes might be in the Father Time, something else, and that category.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Salute to Jeff. Washington looks to be mired in a lost season. They've lost four in a row. It's been tough. But Jeff still made a song. And Jeff's running the big board today, sitting in the big chair. All right, yeah. Jeffrey, what do you got for us?
Okay, this is kind of like an open letter because I just feel like our coaching has not been on a level that they should be on. And here we go.
This is an open letter. The season not going how we want it to, but it can look like y'all trying. We don't mind if y'all lose, but don't get blown out.
Okay, first off, Dan, I respect your apology, but that type of football decision really bothers me. Playing like you down one, scoring it was more than three. I usually praise this team, but it's time for a strong critique. It's insane, every team know to throw the ball deep. If they need a first down, go cross the middle, cause it's sweet. Gave up 110 points in the last 3 weeks. With something gotta change, cause our defense is cheeks. When Jaden went down, boy, it made my heart drop. Cause we play the Lions next, who Super Bowl dreams we stop. And the way that we been playing, I know they licking they chops, but Pebble Slate Giants, we just gotta play with heart. Can't hinder ourselves, man, the error's gotta stop. Why stop your progress before it even starts? Why keep bringing the stress to all the fans' hearts? Better yet, why would you risk your job? Questions that need to be answered. But the crazy thing is, myself and all these other fans, we still believe in y'all.
Just like we love y'all and praise y'all when y'all win,
we gonna criticize y'all when y'all lose. And it's not for malicious reasoning. We just want the best for y'all. You think we don't wanna buy jerseys? You think we don't wanna see y'all winning? Nah, y'all winning make us happy. And when we happy, that mean y'all making more money. Knuckle up.
I like the track a lot, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Low-key, kind of showing the necessary emotions of the moment?
Yeah. I had to bounce back strong because last week was trash. Like, I heard it. I was like, yo, what was I doing when I was approved this at first?
Yeah, so, we didn't like last week. It was bad.
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
That was good, though.
Dang. Glad you owned up to it, Jeff.
It's accountability week. Jeff, you just say, I missed it.
Yeah, I missed it. I missed it bad last week.
All right. Voice of the Lions, Dan Miller, joins the program next, and we're going to make some picks for all over the NFL. Shout out to Jeff Song. We'll try to get that played one more time before the end of the program. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. You're watching us on YouTube. You're watching us on Monumental. We appreciate you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.